of Wolf Dead. Please welcome to the stage Mr. Roger McGuinn.
Thank you. Darkness in the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, the handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. To understand it all too soon, there is no sense of trying. Morning threats of love for scorn, suicide remarks are torn, from the physical mouth is a hollow horn, these wasted words have proved to warn, that he not busy being born is busy dying. So don't fear, when you hear a foreign sound to your ear, it's alright now. I'm only trying. Meditation page flies out the door. You follow, find yourself at war. Watch waterfalls and pity roar. It feels to moan, but ain't like before. You discover that you just need one more person crying. The limit must obey authority, they do not respect in any degree. We despise the jobs and destiny, speak jealously and let them free. Do what they do just to be nothing more than something they invest in. So don't fear, when you hear a falling sound to your ear, it's alright now. Thank you. Well, that was a song I did for the Easy Rider soundtrack. It's interesting the way I got that job. Peter Fonda was a friend of ours, and he was trying to save a few bucks on the production of Easy Riders, so he dubbed his record collection onto it, and it worked pretty well. But he wanted one song that was custom made for the movie, so he took the whole movie to New York City, and he screened it for Dylan. And Dylan sat there and wrote some notes down on a paper napkin and said, "Here, give this to McGuinn." So Peter gave me this note, and it said, "The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be." And I got out my guitar and I cooked up a little tune to it and finished up the words and called it the Ballad of Easy Rider. The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river flow, let your waters wash down, take me from this road to the sun. All they wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river flow, but your waters wash down, take me from this road to the sun. Thank you.
was going, and ran across the valley, beating the sacred mountain, and wandering through the forest. Where the trees have leaves of prism, that break the light in colors that no one knows the names of. Legendary mountain, but I see your form reflected in its clear and jeweled water. If you think I'm ready, you may leap into the chasm where the rivers of our vision flow into one another. She may believe, she may argue with her logic, and mention all the things I lose that really have no value. In the end, she will surely know I was born to
brought up on folk music back in Chicago. I went to a school for it called the Old Town School of Folk Music, and I learned how to play the 12-string guitar and the 5-string banjo there. And this is one of the first songs I learned. I heard it from a guy named Bob Gibson.
Thank you.
The thing I like about folk music the best is that most of the songs tell a story. And this next song is one that I wrote myself, but it tells a story too about a boy chasing after a horse. Prettiest mare I've ever seen, you have to take my word. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my breath. Well, I was up on Stony Ridge after this chestnut mare. I've been chasing her for weeks. I'd catch a little glimpse of her every once in a while. She'd be off kicking her meal or bathing. She was a real fine lady. This one day I saw her standing over there in a clearing. So I snuck up to her nice and easy. And I waited for the wind to blow just the right way. And I got my rope out. And I flung it in the air. I am gonna catch that horse if I can. And I pulled on her, she's pulling back like a mule, trying to climb up a ladder. I take this chance and I jump up on her. Dang if I don't get right on top of her the first time. She takes off, running up onto that ridge, higher than I've ever been before. We're running along fine, and then she sees this sidewinder, coiled up and ready to strike. Well, that spooks her. So she jumps off the edge, me holding on.
Above the clouds, I hear the eagles were gliding, suspended in the sky. Over the moon, straight for the sun, we were riding. My eyes were filled. Black walls below us, above this canyon, floating with no sound. Gulls far below seem to be suddenly rising, exploding all around. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can.
Below. It turned out to be our reflection in a little pool of water, about 6 feet wide and only 1 foot deep, and we're coming down at it. And then we hit and we splashed that pool dry. That's when I lost my hold. She got away.
but I'm never gonna give up. I'm gonna get her again someday. I'm gonna catch that horse if I can. And when I do, I'll give her my breath. And we'll be friends for life. She'll be just like a wife. I'm gonna catch that horse.
Around 1964, I left Greenwich Village, where I'd been living and working in coffee houses. Went out to California and got a job at the Troubadour Folk Club in Hollywood, opening up for Roger Miller in Point Axton. And it was a good gig, and I was having fun with it. And one day, a guy came backstage and said, "Hey, I like what you're doing up there. I think we ought to write some songs together." So I got together with this fellow named Gene Clark. We started writing songs, and this is one of the first songs we wrote together, and it was later recorded by some friends of ours who called themselves the Turtles.
You show me how to do exactly what you do, but I'm in love with you. Oh, it's true. Exactly what you say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. Then when I tried, I could see you fall. And I decided it's not a trick.
Gene Clark and I used to sit around the Troubadour in a place called the Folk Den. It was a little place in the front room of the Troubadour. It was their bar area. And we'd practice our songs and write new songs. And one day this chubby little fella came in and started singing a harmony with us. It sounded really good. He said, "Hey, I want to be in your band." And we said, "Well, we don't really have a band, David." And he said, "Oh, come on, man. If I can be in your band, I know this guy's got a recording studio we could use for free." We said, "Well, and we do have a band." So David Crosby took us over to meet his friend Jim Dixon over at Rural Pacific Records in Hollywood. And Jim let us come in there every night and rehearse on tape machines. And it didn't take us long to figure out that we needed a bass player and a drummer, because we were three guys who played acoustic 12-string guitars. So we didn't know anybody like that, but we knew this mandolin bluegrass picker who was real good, a guy named Chris Hillman, and we figured he could probably learn how to play anything. So we got Chris to come over and we gave him this cheap $25 bass and he learned how to play on it. And then we got Michael Clark to play on the drums and we called ourselves the Birds and got a record deal on Columbia Records. And it was only for one single. If we didn't get hit with that, we were going to be out on the street. So we needed a really strong song. And our manager heard about it, the Dylan song that Dylan wasn't going to be able to use because somebody was singing out of tune on it. So he called Dylan's publisher and got a copy of it and had it sent out to us. And it sounded like this. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come by with you. Though you're mighty loving, spinning, skipping, rally across the sun. It's not ended in one, it's just escaping on the run. And before the skies are all offenses facing. And if you hear vague traces of skipping reels around, to your tambourine in time, I wouldn't pay it any mind. It's just a ragged clown behind. And it's a shadow that you see on many streets now. Hey, Mr. Tambourine, that play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine, that play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Well, I know that England's empire has returned in sand and vanished from my hand. Let me hear stand as still as you can. My weariness of aces being branded on my feet. I have no one to meet. And the ancient in these streets you get for dreaming. And hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. And hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the Chico Chango morning. And take me disappearing through the smoke rings of my mind. Down the foggy rooms of hell, I pass the rose of the tree. As the haunted frightened me, back to the windy beach. Far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. And dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free. Silhouetted by the sea. Circled by the circus sand, with all memory and fate, driven deep beneath the wave, let me forget about today until tomorrow. And hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there ain't no place I'm going to. And hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. So we're listening to this demo in the recording studio, and Crosby says, I don't like it, man. We look at him like, what are you, crazy? Because Bob Dylan was a real successful songwriter by that time. We thought, you know, this is a good song. He said, no, man, it's that folky 2/4 time. It's not going to play on the radio. Well, he had a point. The radio wasn't playing much folk music anymore. It was mostly rock and roll. So I had an idea of how to fix it up. I've been playing around on my 12-string with a little bit of Bach-like stuff like this. I thought, what if I put a little of that on the front of it and then maybe soup it up with a Beatle beat? So it came out like this.
In the jingle jangle.
Well, it worked. We got to do the rest of the album. We got to meet a lot of cool people too, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, hang out with them and go to parties and stuff. And go on great tours. I remember we opened up for the Rolling Stones one time, playing stadium gigs. And had little girls chasing us around, ripping our clothes off. Pretty amazing. I got to go on a great tour one time that's called the Rolling Thunder Review. It was one of my favorite tours. It all started back in Greenwich Village. I was hanging out there and I walked into a place called The Other End, and Dylan was there sitting with my friend Jacques Levy, and they were having some brandies. And they saw me come in and they both stood up and the table flew over and the drinks went flying. It was like an old Western movie or something. And they said, "Hey Roger, we were just talking about you. We were thinking about going on tour and you want to come along with us?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I got into it." So I went out there and it was wonderful. It was Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez and Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Dylan, and all kinds of wonderful people. Allen Ginsberg was even along. And I would go out there and I'd play Chestnut Mirror, which I played for you before, and I'd play 8 Miles High sometimes. And I'd play this song, which I wrote for it. It's a song that, I don't know, for some reason we just got into kind of a pirate mood, and I told Jacques Levy I wanted to write a pirate song. So we sat down one day and wrote this song. And I used to do it on the Rolling Thunder tour.
The sun come up on the Spanish Sea, our homeland far behind us, being hunted by the king's navy, but sure he'd never find us. Full of heavy laughs of incarnate rules, and voice Jolly Roger. We brought her into the leeward way and made for the Caribbean, where thoughts of what it might have been destroy the human beings, and thoughts about the Spaniards going and learning desire, and make a man so rash and bold, he'll soon become a pirate. Pull away, me lads, on the carny rules, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Now a gleam come into the captain's eye, as he's fighting English to her. She lacks the perfect shape and size that's all aboard in skipper. We fired a shot across her bow and eased ourselves beside her. With our heels as close as she'd allow, we swung from the deck to hide her. Pull away, me lads, of the carnivores, and hoist the Jolly Roger. None I hold so dear as the happy day I first became a scurvy buccaneer. Pull away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rouge, and hoist the Jolly Roger. Pull away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rouge, and hoist the Jolly Roger.
I was out on the Rolling Thunder tour and Joni Mitchell was along, and I was getting ready to do an album called Cardiff Rose. I had the title song for it and a few other songs, but I needed some more material, so I asked Joni if she had any songs I could use. And she said, "Well, McGuane, I got this one song that you might be able to use, but it's got a funny line in it. I wrap their flag around me like a Dorothy Lamour sarong. That's no problem, I'll just change it, it'd be cool. So I did it, came out like this. It's a long, long way from Canada, it's a long way from Snowshoe. I'm getting the slice of coconut, go far guns to their name. Black beauty's covered in bacon flour, and the cook's got a carnival song. Lay down someplace shady, little tree, black coming on. Marching out of the wave, clean the beach and all concessions in the name of the Sundance Ladies. I air up their flag around me like an arrow flits around. Lay down, think a national dream.
the nail of master key. He said, son, go ahead, you unlock your heart. He said, it was up to me. So the horn blows and play ahead, life is a dead old man. The ringleader at the county seat, so you don't have all that much time. And the girl with me behind the shade, she ain't my property.
Thing on the internet called the Folk Den, where I put up a song every month for people to listen to if you have a sound card. It's in real audio or WAV files, and it's just kind of a way of preserving some of these old songs. And a lot of the songs that I do are from a thing called the Harry Smith Anthology, which was kind of the basis of the whole 50s and 60s folk movement. Everybody I knew had a copy of this. Harry Smith was a guy in Greenwich Village who had a wonderful record collection of old 1920s, 1928, 29, 30 records. And he released them on folkways around in the late 50s, and everybody learned all these songs and started doing them in coffee houses. This was number 61 in the Harry Smith Anthology. It was originally recorded in 1928 by Robert Rabbit Brown, and called the James Alley Blues, and it's in the Folk Den at folkden.com. James Alley Blues. That just came out on a recording of Smithsonian Folkways. It's a new recording that we just did back at the Wolf Trap Farm a couple of months ago. And it's a cool thing. Some of the guys from Wilco are on it, and quite a few wonderful artists, New Lost City Ramblers. It's a good record. This very first folk song I ever heard, I think, heard it when I was a kid in high school, before I went to the Old Town School of Folk Music. And it was also, coincidentally, the very first American folk song. It was about a fellow who was bitten by a rattlesnake back in the 1600s in Massachusetts. And that's the way they'd spread the news around back then. The troubadours would go around and sing the songs. They didn't have a lot of printing presses there. So they would sing these songs. And this is the song called Springfield Mountain. Springfield Mountain there did well, ring coming around, blah, 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 blah. Springfield Mountain there did well, come around. On Springfield Mountain there did well, they had some youth I knew full well, ring coming around, blah, 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 blah. One Monday morning he did go, ring coming around, blah, 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 blah. Monday morning he did go, come around. One Monday morning he did go, down in the meadow for the bow. Right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. Came home once round that lengthy field. Right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. Came once round that lengthy field, come around. Came home once round that lengthy field, and a poison serpent bit his heel. Right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. They brought him to his molly dear, right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. Brought him to his molly dear, come around. They brought him to his molly dear, which made her feel so mighty queer. Right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. Oh, Johnny dear, why did you go? Right, come and you right, well, I'm a little do. Johnny dear, why did you go? Come around. Why did you go down in the meadow for the mow? Right, come and you ride, well, I'm a little do. Oh, Molly dear, now don't you know? Right, come and you ride, well, I'm a little do. Molly dear, now don't you know? Come around. Oh, Molly dear, now don't you know? It's Father's meadow, it's gotta be a mow. Right, come and you ride, well, I'm a little do. On Springfield Mountain there did well. Springfield Mountain there did well, come around. On Springfield Mountain there did well, a handsome youth man and a full well. Right, come and around, well, I'm a little do. Woo! Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky, I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night, those saucer-shaped lights, put people out night. Leave your green footprints and glow in the dark, I hope they get home. Alright. Hey, it's just spaceman. Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, it's just spaceman. Won't you please take me along for a ride? Everybody clap your hands now. Take me along for a ride. One more time. we kind of like that musical direction. And Chris Hillman was into it. He was a bluegrass player. And one day he brought this guy around to play with us, called Graham Parsons. And Graham was really into country music. In fact, he was so much into it that he convinced us it would be a good idea to go down to Nashville and record a whole album of country music. And we did. We called it The Sweetheart of the Rodeo. This was the first single from it. Dylan's 30th anniversary party, and Dylan was there, and Tom Petty, and Neil Young, George Harrison, Eric Clapton. It was quite a party. This is a song we did.
Crimson flames that through my ear, going high in my track. Countless fire and flame and room, using ideas as my path. But I was so much older then, I am younger than that now. In a soldier's stance, I hit my hand, and the mongrel dogs are deep. Here and out, I become my enemy, in the instant that I preach. Existence led by confusion, though. You never turned around, but I was so much older than and younger than that now. And half-wrecked, prejudiced, leaped forward.
around 1963, I was privileged to be the musical director for Judy Collins' third album. And this is one of the songs we did on it. This is the way we did it on her albums. It's everything, turn. There is a season, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. And somebody asked me if I knew the song when I was in the Byrds, and so I got my 12 string out and I started playing it. And it came out a little different than we'd done it with Judy. Segovia for topping.
stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being there alone.
You do that and hold it out for four bars, okay?
All right. She might be rocking most of the things that I'm doing. take some time and learn how to play. And when your hair's gone red and your pants get tight, it's gonna be alright. Do not be good at town, we'll get you mad, won't let you down. Sing a song to the company while waiting at the self-lasting prayer.
Yeah.
You've been wonderful. I'd like to leave you with an old Irish blessing. Summertime, the silver shine, we'd leave across the field, sheltered in the shadow of a tree. We'd ride up those to take along, sing out on the road.
Gentlemen, Roger McGuinn.
Yeah, I don't.